Since taking the lead on the gas line project 2 years ago, the Walker administration has doggedly pursued its plan for the mega project. In the process, they've chalked up some successes, including interest from China's president and a tentative agreement with BP. So are Alaskans finally convinced the gas line is going to get built? Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk went to a public meeting on the project in Anchorage last night and has this report.
The state-owned Alaska Gasline Development Corporation has been traveling across the state, holding meetings with the public to pitch the Gasline project and answer questions. During the Anchorage meeting, there were moments that felt less like a discussion about a complex infrastructure project and more like a revival.
All right, who's feeling inspired? Let's go build this. Woo!
That's AGDC Communications Manager Jesse Carlstrom, warming up the crowd of nearly 200 Alaskans. A lot of the clapping and cheering came from a big cluster of people in orange shirts, all union workers. After explaining the project's progress so far, AGDC President Keith Meyer called out a series of questions.
You can either tell me yes or you can tell me no. Don't hem and haw. You can say it loud. Will Alaskans have preference in hiring?
Yes. Yes.
Will there be a project labor agreement?
Yes.
AGDC estimates that building the gas line from Prudhoe Bay to Nikiski would result in close to 12,000 jobs at peak construction. They'll need carpenters, ironworkers, teamsters, welders, and more. But despite its economic promise for Alaska, the project has endured a lot of skepticism, from energy analysts to the legislature to, as Meyer has a habit of saying, the headlines. But now, Meyer told the crowd, he's done preaching to the non-believers.
We're not doing that anymore. Now the message is to the believers that, hey, we got to get ready.
Sitting in the audience before the meeting, Christopher Coleman Denemy said he's ready to get to work. He was one of the guys in the orange shirts, a member of Labor's Union Local 341.
I'm seeing everything lining up and taking place, and it's really exciting for everybody.
Coleman Denemy says it took some time, but he's become one of the gas line believers.
When I first heard about this, I was a little skeptical because my parents had said that this had been talked about for years, but nothing has been moved forward like it has now, so everything's falling into place, and it's going to create a lot of jobs for everybody, and I'm going to be a part of that.
But there are still Alaskans who aren't sold. Outside the meeting, a lone protester who refused to give his name paced the sidewalk with a sign reading Alaska's Biggest Boondoggle Yet and the words LNG Gasline crossed out in red. And during the meeting, some attendees aired concerns about China's involvement in the project and questioned whether it can pencil out. That included Stan Porhola. He thinks BP's tentative agreement to sell the gas is encouraging.
But I'm still very skeptical that this project can go through. Basically, who's going to invest in this project, how much it's going to cost, and making sure that you move past the letters of intent and actually getting to actual sale agreements to the different countries.
Porhola works in the oil and gas industry. He says he'd definitely benefit if the mega project comes to fruition. But he says Alaskans need to make sure that the project is truly a good deal for the state. And before Porhola becomes another gas line believer, there's a long list of questions he needs answered. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.